Christmas. Peace on earth, goodwill to all men. Forgiving the past, living in the now. Christmas. Peace on earth, goodwill to all men. Forgiving the past, living in the now. This is the teaching of the Master Teacher. This is the teaching of the Christ. Peace on earth. As he spoke of peace on earth, and as he spoke of the recognition that this peace on earth is not something that everyone could easily understand, it is something far more beautiful, far more wonderful than anything man could know within himself unless he listened closely within himself. Peace on earth, goodwill to all men. This is something very difficult for everyone to participate in, because we want to continually live in the past. We want to continually regurgitate the Holocaust. And the Holocaust is over, and we are to live in the now. All events of the past are over, and we're to live in the now. If we were to not live in the now, we would be so filled up with anger and unhappiness over what other people have done that we would not be able to forgive them. The activity of Germany in the war, the activity of Japan in the war, the Iraq and the Iran and the Afghanistan, the Chinese and the Russians, all who are on the other side, so to speak, and yet they're not on the other side. They're peace on earth, goodwill to all men, forgiving the past and living in the now. Oh, but they might do some terrible thing again. We cannot live in the idea that they might do some terrible thing again. Are we going to do anything terrible? Or are we going to reach out and touch someone? Are we going to reach out and stroke the world and say, you are good and very good? Are we going to live in fear that something might come up again, that the war might return, or that anger, anguish, or unhappiness might return? Are we looking at the Afghanistan situation in our current experience, or the Korean War, or all the other things that took place in the world? Or are we ready to let bygones be bygones? Are we ready to let the past be past? Are we ready to establish a new frontier on which all the world is expressing itself? Are we ready to establish a new basis upon which to live together in unconditional love? Are we ready to let the Holocaust go? We do not approve of aggression. We do approve of peace. So let's put our entire 100% attention on peace. The peace that passeth all understanding. The peace that brings forth joy and harmony in the lives of all men. The war is over. Let's stop shooting each other. Let's stop shooting each other. The war is over. We are now friends. We put limitations on what governments can do. We put limitations on what people can do because the war is over. And there is no anger, there is no anxiety for the past. All nations who ever live in anxiety of the past are nations that are unfulfilled, are nations that are unhappy, are nations that are not living in the now. Are you, am I, living in the past? Are we living on yesterday? Are we living with the idea that all is yesterday? Are we living on the idea that life is not a happy, fulfilled, peaceful life? Can we forgive the past? Can we forgive the Japanese? Can we forgive the Germans, the Iraqians, the Iranians, the Afghanistans, the Chinese and the Russians, and wherever the nations may be? Can we forgive ourselves? Why did we have in our mind the thought that we would want to go and use aggression to stop aggression? Do we want to put out the fire with fire? Do we want to do those things and maintain that in our consciousness? Or do we want to be at peace? Do we want to be gentle and loving? Are we going to chastise a child who does something wrong all of his life? Are we going to hold it against him? And are we going to say to him that he's an evil child and he has no redeeming qualities about him? We look at the conditions of the world, we look at the conditions of our life, we look at the conditions of our experiences, and we say, there now is peace on earth, and it began with me. There is now unconditional love, embracing all humanity. And whatever may have been in the past is no longer in the future. I do not see them being aggressive. I do not see them being unhappy. For if I see them being aggressive and unhappy, truly I am aggressive and unhappy. It's up to me this Christmas time to take the words of the Master Teacher and live them. Forgive them, they know not what they do. Forgive them, for they are forgivable. Jesus the Christ never once believed that the world had any evil in it. He never once taught that we should condemn our enemies and that we should do aught to those who misuse us, but turn the other cheek. He told us always to forgive the past and forgive those in our life who have despitefully used us. He told us these things. Now, are we going to let all of that 2,000 years of wisdom that still stands before us, are we going to let it be lost by our own indecision for whether we're going to be unconditionally loving or not? We can be unconditionally loving under all circumstances if we choose to be. We can be the most glorious, magnificent being on the face of the earth if we choose to be unconditionally loving. If we will let bygones be bygones, if we this Christmas time will open our hearts to the divinity and the purity and the love of the Master Teacher, of the Son of God as each of us are, as God as each of us are, as the allness that each of us are, as we can go into that awareness and as we can experience that and love it and let it be. We no longer need to hold on to the past because that would inhibit us from moving forward in the present. For the errors of the past are merely stepping stones into the future, stepping stones into the now. Awareness of the now is the most glorious experience any of us can ever have. It is done unto you according to your belief. It is done unto you according to you. Turn the other cheek. Give. If they take your coat, give them your cloak also. Give them whatever they will, for it is of little value to you. For once you have given it, you're ready for a new coat. You're ready for a new cloak. You're ready for a new adventure. You're ready for living in the now in a most beautiful, uplifting, fantastic way. This Christmas time, let each one of us know peace on earth, goodwill to all men, forgiving the past and living in the now. We look at the other nations of the world, and we say, they are good and very good. With the Christ, we say, I give you my peace, which passeth all understanding. My peace, which reaches out with unconditional love and says, all is in divine order, all is magic now. I let go of all in the past, all that is even a moment ago, and I see all in the present now, all in the magic of now, all in the wonder of now. Join me this Christmas time with saying, now there is peace on earth, and it began in my heart. It began in my life, it began in me, and it is eternally done now. Unconditionally love the world, unconditionally love yourself, and that unconditional love will be your everlasting beauty, your everlasting goodness, your everlasting truth. It is done now. I love you. I love you. I love you. Have a wonderful, glorious Christmas. For such is the reason we have Christmas at all. Such is the reason that Santa Claus, unseen, delivers all the gifts. The Christ in each one of our hearts is alive now this Christmas time, experiencing peace on earth, goodwill toward all men. Have a grand and glorious Christmas season this wonderful Christmas day. For tonight is Christmas Eve, and tonight we lay in readiness for all the goodness that flows in and through our hearts. I love you so eternally.